Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington. For the third time in a week, something has been shot down from the skies of North America. This time, Canadian territory, but by a U.S. jet.
Canadian and U.S. aircraft were scrambled, and a U.S. F-22 successfully fired at the object.
The object was downed approximately 100 miles from the Canada-United States border over Canadian territory in central Yukon.
On Friday, U.S. officials say President Biden gave the order for an F-22 to shoot down a separate object flying over Alaska's icy northern coast. Christian Benavides, CBS News.
So more about the Alaska shootdown now from correspondent Christina Ruffini.
Success.
The F-22 fighter jet shot down the unidentified floating object about the size of a small car off the frozen coast of Alaska Friday on the order of the president.
That's the best description we have right now. We do not know who owns it.
The White House says the latest aerial intruder was floating at an altitude about 40,000 feet and had no maneuverability, posing a threat to civilian aviation.
In the quake-stricken regions of Turkey and Syria, the catastrophe worsens as the death toll now is estimated above 28,000.
In hard-hit Adana, babies and small children received treatment at a hospital in the southeastern city. Most were plucked from the ruins by rescue workers, but lost in the chaos were their names. With no one yet to claim them, the fear now is the earthquake has robbed these babies of their parents and quite possibly their identities too. We know what area she was found in and how she got here, Dr. Kesslin says, but don't have any address.
Correspondent MTS Tayyab in South Turkey. Now to Arizona as the clock ticks down to Super Sunday, Kansas City of the AFC versus Philadelphia of the NFC, Super Bowl 57.
Phoenix is jammed with football fans, obviously, many of them from Philadelphia and Kansas City. We found this very confident Kansas City fan.
Chiefs! Woo! The Chiefs!
No doubt.
I can't doubt the Chiefs.
Philadelphia fans are represented here as well.
We just want to see it in person and be there, and even if they win or lose, we're here for them, and it's a Philly thing.
If you don't have a ticket, they are still available, but the cheapest ticket on the secondary market right now is costing a bit more than $3,000. Steve Futterman, CBS News, covering the Super Bowl in Phoenix.
One thing the long TV broadcast will not have is a halftime interview with President Biden. He and Fox are not quite on the same wavelength. It will have Rihanna headlining the much-awaited halftime show. At Cape Canaveral, a successful midnight launch of a SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket. It was taking dozens of internet communications satellites into orbit. The rocket itself then headed back to Earth on a drone ship. This is CBS News.
Attention business owners. Stop throwing your hard-earned money away on rent. Imagine owning your own building and saving thousands every year. Sound impossible? Not if you use General Steel. General Steel can help you save thousands by owning your own custom-designed building. Just call 888-98-STEEL or visit buygeneralsteel.com to see how much money you can save with General Steel. Our buildings come with a 50-year warranty, and thousands of companies, from Fortune 500 corporations to startups, have trusted the General with their building needs.
If you need to expand or start a new business, you really need General Steel.
I'm very impressed with General Steel. Everyone's been extremely helpful. I'd recommend General Steel to anyone looking to build a steel building.
Stop wasting money on rent. Call 888-98-STEEL or visit buygeneralsteel.com to find out what General Steel can do for your home or business. That's 888-98-STEEL. Our team will answer your questions and offer you a customized quote. Just call 888-987-8335 now or buygeneralsteel.com.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Partly cloudy today with highs around 44. Winds out of the west 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, lows around 25. Bright sunshine tomorrow, highs around 39. Chance for scattered rain showers Tuesday and Wednesday. Mid 40s Tuesday, low 40s by Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 25.
Walk your way and so walk.
kicking off Maxine Kebby with two from Goal Play God. That is Trust in Thee. Weight and Salt kicked off the hour. New Goal Play God is streaming everywhere online right now. Plus, they're playing the world's largest Bratfest Friday, May 26th. That's Memorial Day weekend. Check out their webpage for all the details. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Maxine Kebby here on Civic Media. The best original local music from hard rock, punk, and the metal genres this time of the night. I'm Jimmy Kay, pitch hitting for Rocker tonight. We have music on the way from Fuzz Dolly. We'll do some 94 distortion, plus some gusto. I got a lot of throwbacks tonight. We'll have an essential last crack at 11 o'clock. This band is playing right now, or will be any moment, at Misfits Tavern in Appleton, along with Broken Arrow and the Stoic Poets. From their 2022 album, Sleep On It, here are the Lo-Fi Killers. And Until She's Gone, on Maxine Kebby, we are local music.
Chosen lies, believe what they're told. I'm the one who holds.
From their 2022 album, The Dead Whisperer, that's Fuzz Dolly and Punch the Wolf on Maxine Kevy. I love that song. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy K, hanging out in place of Rocker tonight. He hung out for me earlier. Appreciate that. It was a good show. Max Inc. Radio, sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Odana Road, and Willie Street here in Madison. You can shop anywhere online at IgniteGlassAndGifts.com. And by Salvatore's Tomato Pies, there's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie right now at SalvatoreStomatoPies.com. The Gusto just around the corner. How about some 94 Distortion? A little Fox Valley punk rock and roll. Max Inc. Heavy. We are local music.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Yeah.
Sometimes the best songs are less than a minute long. The Gusto on Maxi and Kevy there. Baby Come On, Home before that. Both awesome songs from their 2008 album. Love the Gusto. Hey, everybody, welcome to Maxi and Kevy here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Music on the way from Lords of the Trident. We'll do some Blammo, Black Belt Theater, and we're going to do some metal from Growing from their Inner Space album. That's next on Maxi and Radio.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
CBS News Brief. On the order of the Canadian Prime Minister, a joint command U.S. jet has shot down yet another flying object. Canadian Defense Minister Anita Anand.
The object was downed approximately 100 miles from the Canada-United States border over Canadian territory in central Yukon.
This a day after another still unidentified device shoot down off the coast of Alaska and a week after that Chinese balloon. In Turkey and Syria after recent earthquakes, now more than 28,000 people are reported dead. The BBC's Tom Bateman is in hard-hit Adana, Turkey.
In the city of Antakya, a two-month-old baby was pulled alive from the rubble nearly 130 hours after the quake. In Karaman Maraş, a 70-year-old woman was rescued from the remains of her home.
Ahead of that certain football game later today.
I just placed my first official bet, Kansas City Chiefs to win the Super Bowl.
The pairing, Kansas City versus Philadelphia. CBS News Brief, I'm Tom Foti.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
It makes me smile and you have a piano, but if you can play the Peanuts theme song.
Oh,
oh my gosh.
You know he can.
Yes.
On the Devil's Radio.
Radio Saturday nights, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Devil's Advocates, because freedom.
But Don, we've been following a couple of big stories this week. Truck convoy leader has no idea where he is and is driving in circles around I-495.
He didn't know precisely where he was going anyways or where he was at the time. Apparently, he put the convoy back on the road, headed back up north, and he's back in Scranton. So
I totally would have protested this tyranny, but damn, the traffic was so bad.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripescast where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest. And it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
You're listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
problem with Max Inc. Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to The Onion. Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
The greatest metal band ever, or so that's what they say. Lords of the Trident there from their 2022 offering album, Power of Evil, here on Max Inc. Heavy. They're getting ready to go on tour, Lords of the Trident. They're going to the Southwest Tour 2023. That's what it is. Kansas City, Oklahoma City, Albuquerque, Phoenix, Long Beach, California. I want to go to that show right there. Another California stop in Sacramento, Portland, Seattle, and they'll wrap it up with Vancouver. Those dates are April 4th through the 15th. You know they're going to take a caravan of Madison fans along with them. They always do. Lords of the Trident travel very well. They're like our heavy metal sports team from Madison. It's pretty cool. I'm Jimmy K. It's Max Inc. Heavy. This next band, they're in the studio or getting ready to go into the studio. They're kind of in the writing and demo stage right now. They're from Milwaukee. Their lead singer just got out of neck surgery not too long ago. He's doing better, and they're getting ready to rock. It's Black Belt Theater. And this is their song from 2019, Call the Police, on Max Inc. Heavy. We are local music. throwback from Blammo from 2011 and the song The Road. Maxine Kevy now with When Implied. This is Burn the World.
Yeah.
Maxine Kevy, we are local music. That is Revolution X and Our Revolution. Before that, When Implied, Burn the World from Home at Last.
Light the lamp.
All the way down, he scores! A 200-foot empty net goal for the captain.
And defend the ice.
Driving in, centering pass. Oh, great sliding left pad save.
This is America's college hockey capital.
Fire one towards the net and scores.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
I'm William Shatner. I've been around a long time, but I'm truly humbled when I see the real battles our brave, paralyzed veterans have faced defending our freedom.
I was on a routine patrol, and we were in the desert of Kuwait, and the vehicle flipped and landed on top of me, which left me paralyzed from the waist down.
Okay, folks, this is heroism. That's why I'm proud to support Paralyzed Veterans of America. Go to PVA.org. to learn how you
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM, and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.